Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. The Food and Drug Administration today granted emergency use authorization for Johnson & Johnson's one-shot COVID-19 vaccine. As NPR's Joe Palco reports, this allows the vaccine to be distributed to the public.
The FDA decision comes after an advisory committee made up of independent experts voted unanimously in favor of the move. The regulatory agency had said a vaccine would have to show at least 50% efficacy with an acceptable safety record to receive an emergency use authorization. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine did that, with 66% efficacy preventing moderate to severe COVID illness and 85% for more serious disease. A large study did not reveal any major safety issues. A key advantage of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is that it only requires a single shot, making it easier to distribute. Joe Palca, NPR News.
And it means there will be three vaccines for use in the U.S., including Pfizer and Moderna. Vice President Kamala Harris says the House-passed COVID-19 relief package benefits Black Americans. NPR's Jason Slotkin reports Harris delivered her remarks at a Black History Month event today.
Harris was the keynote speaker at the Black History Month virtual celebration, hosted by Maryland Democrat and House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer. The vice president said the pandemic had disproportionately hit Black Americans in nearly every arena, from health and deaths to economic hardships.
In so many ways, this pandemic has been an accelerator. And for those for whom things were bad before, they're even worse now.
Harris went on to tout many of the provisions in the $1.9 trillion legislation, including money for the nation's vaccination campaign, aid for small businesses, and a tax credit for parents, she says, that will lift children out of poverty. Jason Slotkin, NPR News.
States are preparing for far less time to tackle redistricting now that the release of the 2020 census has been postponed from April to September. As Jeff Tabiri of member station WUNC reports, the delay is also having an impact on municipal elections, including some in North Carolina.
North Carolina's biggest cities are supposed to hold elections in 2021, but without new population figures necessary to draw districts that ensure equal representation, municipalities have been in a holding pattern. This week, the state elections director recommended pushing back mayoral, city council, and school board elections until 2022. North Carolina is the first state in the nation to signal delayed elections due to late census figures. Potential referenda questions, such as a multi-billion-dollar transportation initiative in Charlotte, would also be postponed. For NPR News, I'm Jeff Tabiri in Raleigh, North Carolina.
And you're listening to NPR News. Portugal's government has extended to mid-March a ban on flights to and from the UK and Brazil, countries where two highly contagious variants of the coronavirus were first identified, following its decision to extend its own current lockdown. Alison Roberts has more from Lisbon.
So far, just a handful of cases of the Brazil variant have been found here in a single chain of transmission, but the UK one predominates among new cases. With the lockdown in mainland Portugal extended to March 16th, the government has now also renewed its ban on commercial and private flights to and from the UK and Brazil. Only humanitarian flights are allowed. To repatriate nationals of EU and other countries in the normally border-free Schengen area and their families or other residents of Portugal. Arrivals must present a negative COVID test and spend 14 days in quarantine. Commercial flights to and from EU and Schengen countries are allowed, but Portugal's lockdown bars its own residents from all but essential travel. For NPR News, I'm Alison Roberts in Lisbon.
New Zealand's Prime Minister says the country's biggest city, Auckland, will be under a one-week lockdown starting Sunday. This after a new case of the coronavirus of unknown origin was found. Jacinda Ardern says the lockdown will allow people to leave home only for essential shopping and essential work. This comes 2 weeks after Auckland was placed under a snap three-day shutdown when a family was diagnosed with the more contagious UK variant. The latest lockdown is causing some concerns about America's Cup yacht race, which is scheduled to start next week. Race officials say they're looking into it. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News.